هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
فهم کردن نو آخافتن اب زمان انگلیزی دکاره جوار ربه به آلی کار جبو هون جیان خوال آسترالیا باشتر بکن. ده هر بشکی ده امیل جیان او و گوتنین آسترالیان بنیرن. هون ده زمان خوی انگلیزی باشتر بکن لسر آسترالیا فیر ببن او ده همان دمه ده دمک خوش در واس بکن.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continues care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. Hi, it's Josipa, and last weekend I had a lot of fun helping my friend throw a party. I find the saying throw a party funny because it sounds like you're throwing a party into the air or something. I mean, parties aren't exactly things you can throw around like a ball, right? Well, throw a party is just one of those phrases where the words don't really help with the meaning. You're essentially saying, let's have a good time with friends. Guess who else is about to throw a party? Our friend Alan. Let's hear how he and Claire talk about it.
We're chucking a party this Saturday, arvo, for my daughter's birthday. Are you game?
Absolutely. Your parties are second to none. When does it kick off?
We're thinking about 5.
Are you going to do the whole shebang like last year? Count me in.
Not really. This year, it's just a cosy get-together in our backyard. We're keeping it low-key and laid-back, with some fairy lights and balloons.
I have to say that I'm not surprised at all that Claire is excited about Alan's party, because Claire is what we call a social butterfly. She enjoys going to parties and talking to lots of people. Remember that Alan said,
we're chucking a party this Saturday, arvo, for my daughter's birthday. Are you game?
We can use different phrases to say we are planning a party. While we often say throwing a party, we can also use the more casual term chucking a party. And have you noticed how Australians just love abbreviations? That is, making longer words shorter. Alan just used one for afternoon. Can you think of some others? Let's hear the abbreviation Alan used when he said,
we're chucking a party this Saturday, arvo.
Arvo, that's a short word for afternoon. Did you manage to think of any others? I did. For example, we say avo for avocado, barbie for barbecue, brekkie for breakfast, uni for university, and so on. And when Alan asked Claire if she wants to come along to the party, he said,
are you game?
We all know that the word game refers to fun activities we play, such as board games or sport activities. But we can also use the phrase, are you game, to ask if someone is willing or wants to do something, just like Alan did. We can also say, I'm game, when we want to say that we are willing to do something. Let me give you more examples. I could say, I'm always game for a good time, and I'm also game for trying new things. Are you game to practice a bit more English? I hope you are, because we are going back to our dialogue. Claire said,
your parties are second to none. When does it kick off?
If something is second to none, it is the best. Let's say your friend makes delicious cakes. You could say, your cakes are second to none. Claire also said,
when does it kick off?
The term kicks off is an informal expression that means to start or begin. It comes from the idea of kicking the ball to start a sports match of some kind. So you could say that every Friday night, our local football team kicks off at 8 p.m. But we also use it when we are talking about a lot of different kinds of activities and events, especially if we are starting something exciting.
Are you going to do the whole shebang like last year? Count me in.
Claire wants to know if Alan is going to do the whole shebang. That is, to go to considerable effort to plan a lot of exciting and usually expensive things to make the party very active and lively, like hiring lots of different things for the guests to do or eat or drink. Perhaps you can think of parties that you have been to that have been like that. I certainly can. Either way, Claire loves parties and definitely wants to come along. So she agrees by saying, count me in. Are you a party animal or party pooper? Do you know the difference? A party animal is someone who loves parties. And the party pooper is, yep, you guessed it, someone who doesn't like parties and doesn't like doing things that other people like doing at parties. Basically, the opposite of a party animal. And at the end of our dialogue, Alan said,
we're keeping it low-key and laid-back, with some fairy lights and balloons.
Low-key means not too exciting, and laid-back means relaxed and easygoing. When a person is laid-back, they're calm and relaxed, not easily stressed. So, a laid-back event or setting has a casual and comfortable feel, and it is not too formal. I hope I'll get invited to Alan's daughter's laid-back party because we always have a whale of a time together. Having a whale of a time means really enjoying yourself and having lots of fun. Last year's celebration was fantastic, so I can't wait for this one. And while I wait for the invitation, let's revisit the entire dialogue. Afterward, we can take a short break before practicing what we have learned in this episode.
We're chucking a party this Saturday, Arvo, for my daughter's birthday. Are you game?
Absolutely. Your parties are second to none. When does it kick off?
We're thinking about 5.
Are you going to do the whole shebang like last year? Count me in.
Not really. This year, it's just a cozy get-together in our backyard. We're keeping it low-key and laid-back, with some fairy lights and balloons.
On our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish, we have prepared learning notes for this episode. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
SBS Learn English.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.